B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Trump heads to the border. The Oscars makes a decision about a host, and Boston Calling is coming. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, they're saying the world's most expensive divorce is going to end well. I'm sure the mistress feels otherwise.
Ramiro has your sports.
Fantastic news for you New England Patriots fans, baby.
But first, Trump headed to the southern border today, a day after walking out of a meeting with Democratic leaders who were negotiating to end a partial government shutdown. He's hoping to boost his case for funding for the border wall. Some 800,000 federal workers stand to miss a paycheck tomorrow. The shutdown is now in its 20th day. Well, after Kevin Hart confirming he's not hosting the Oscars, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has decided that this year's ceremony will not have a host, which I'm not mad at.
Yeah, they don't need one.
They really don't. So I guess what they're going to do is instead they'll have a group of A-list celebrities that are going to introduce different segments throughout the night. They're saying there's going to be a lot of quote-unquote starry skits. I don't even know what that means, but, you know, it's probably just celebrities singing and dancing, because they do say that there's going to be, it's going to be very heavy on the music this year. Yeah. And the Oscars will air live on February 24th.
I don't have an opinion because I don't watch the Oscars, so I could give a rat's ass if there's a host, if there's no host, if the host is a scumbag, if all the A-list people are scumbag. I really don't care.
They could do, like, you know how BET does the MC Light, just does the announcements from, like, a booth? They should just do something like that. Like, no one cares.
I'm okay with no host.
Really? Yeah.
And the lineup for Boston Calling will be announced today. Organizers say the artists and tickets will drop at 10 a.m. There'll also be a what they're calling announced day pricing. So that'll be available for 24 hours after they do make the announcement. Boston Calling will take place over Memorial Day weekend, May 24th through the 26th. And it'll be at the Harvard Athletic Complex in Alston. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, Lady Gaga apologizing for her collaboration with R. Kelly. The song, remember, Do What You Want With My Body? Remember that song? It came out in 2013. Gaga said she released it at a dark time in her life, and so she's removing the song off of iTunes and other streaming platforms and will not be working with R. Kelly again. Soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo being accused yet again. Of course, you guys know this is my boy, so this hurts me pretty badly. This is from a British reality TV star who he dated for 10 years. Her name's Jasmine Leonard. She's a model. She's on the British version of Big Brother. She says that while they dated for 10 years, that he emotionally and abused and threatened her during the entire relationship. Now, she's not getting into any specifics. There's no details, but she did say the R. Kelly documentary is kind of what inspired her to speak out. And this is, of course, the second woman to come out and accuse Cristiano Ronaldo of some sort of abuse. There was a woman who is still now suing him for what she says was a rape that occurred in a Vegas hotel room back in 2009.
Yeah. There's a big difference. The one girl, like, that's rape. The other girl sounds like he's saying he was a bad boyfriend.
Well, no, there's definitely a big difference, but we still don't know what the details are for this new accusation. There could be more. So, I mean, we'll see. It doesn't look good for him. He has hired lawyers for this most recent accusation as well. And after 25 years of marriage, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie are getting a divorce. Now, you'd think, you know, by their statement they released yesterday, everything was going to be all rosy. This divorce is going to be very clean, friendly, and fun. And yeah, we're going to divide everything up equally, and it's going to be great. But that was before the story about the affair came out. So Jeff has been having an affair with his friend's wife, Lauren Sanchez. Now, they've been seeing each other for about 8 months, and both Lauren Sanchez's husband and Jeff's wife just was made recently aware of this affair somewhat recently. So they now know what's going on. And just to catch you guys all up, when Jeff and Mackenzie were married back in 1993 after dating for 6 months, Jeff was not a millionaire yet. Yeah. He hadn't founded Amazon. None of that had happened. And so you can expect that dividing all of their assets is going to get super complicated because they do not have a prenup. And not only is Jeff worth $137 billion, they also own 400,000 acres of property and making them two of the biggest landholders in the country.
Oh, my God.
Their statement they released together said that they vow to remain the best friends, partners, and ventures and projects, and as individuals, and they'll still continue to pursue ventures together. But how many of us believe that this is going to remain as friendly as they're saying.
Women win, man. Women always win.
Here's Ramiro with sports.
Ah, thank you very much. All right, here we go. Celtics, I think they're turning a corner and turning into the team that we all thought they should be, okay? They destroyed the Pacers, who were a good team yesterday, 135 to 108. Season high, 135 points, by the way. And they start a three-game road trip starting tonight versus the Miami Heat at 7 o'clock. If you are a fan of the Celtics and the Bruins, you're going to have to flip back and forth because the Bruins have a big game. They're taking on the Capitals, who are third in the East, and the Bruins are fourth in the East, all right? And by the way, Patrice Bergeron says, do not vote him to be an all-star this year. Even though he could be an all-star, he doesn't want to get the votes because he just had a newborn and he actually wants to spend some time with his baby.
I get that.
Yeah. So,
well, do they have to go if they get voted in? They probably do, right?
I don't know.
Just turn it down.
I'm not a hockey guy. I couldn't name you three Bruins. So just don't vote for Patrice Bergeron because Patrice Bergeron said don't vote for me. And great news for the New England Patriots. They had practice yesterday. And they had perfect attendance at that practice yesterday. How they practiced, I don't know, but at least everyone was there. That is your sports.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.